Not Forsaken, a story of life after abuse, how faith brought one woman from victim to survivor. Written by Jennifer Michelle Greenberg. Narrated by Jennifer Fry. Foreword by Russell Moore. I have found, in short, from reading my own writing, that my subject in fiction is the action of grace in territory held largely by the devil, novelist Flannery O'Connor once wrote. I reflect on that insight often, because I think it applies much more broadly than to the realm of literature. What is most real in the cosmos is just that, the action of grace in territory held largely by the devil. As Christians, we see both the horror of evil and, against that, the triumphant beauty of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We don't see the world or history or our own life plot lines as sentimental morality tales, nor do we see them as gothic horror stories. As we follow Jesus, we see the world around us through the prism of the cross. And at the cross, we see the nauseating brokenness of this devil-haunted universe and, even more than that, the grace of one who poured out his own blood to save us. Christians, then, should be, above all people, those who understand the reality of trauma. And we should be, above all people, those who know that trauma is not invincible to the workings of grace. We see human lives, including our own, in terms of the place of the skull, a sight that causes broken hearts to turn away in grief, and a sight that causes broken hearts to shout for joy at the truth that while the valley of the shadow of death is real indeed, there is a shepherd there alongside us. This book is a word of testimony from one who has lived through trauma and is able, as the Bible tells us, to groan at the wreckage of a Satanized world and to cry out by the Spirit, Abba, Father, Romans 8, verses 12 through 17. As you read these moving reflections, you may find that you are being helped to deal with events in your own past or present by seeing them in the light of the gospel of hope. And if, like me, you have not faced such evil yourself, you might stop to wonder what awful realities are around you right now from which you might be turning your head in apathy. My prayer is that all of us might wonder what are the ways very different from one life to the next, in which the grace of God has moved people or can move them from victim to survivor. Those questions might prompt us to stand up for justice for those who are being harmed. And they might propel us to remember what many of us learned to sing before we really understood just how painful it can be to live. Grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. Russell Moore, President, the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. 5. She patted the dirt firmly into the pot. This would be a perfect addition to her caterpillar farm. The brick patio was littered with spare pots and bags of soil. Not quite in kindergarten, she loved spending her days outside, digging through earth, planting weeds, and collecting bugs. I can't read very good, she explained to God as she tilled soil with her fingers. The Bible is too long, and praying with my eyes closed is boring. How about when I talk in my head, I'll be talking to you? She remembered her mother reading the Bible and telling her about the wisdom of King Solomon. He had asked for wisdom from God, and God had lavished it upon him. More than anything, she wanted to be smart like her daddy, the spiritually aware man of science, the researcher, reader, and authority on doctrine and evolution. She prayed that God would make her wise like Solomon. Most of all, she prayed that God would allow her to see demons just like Jesus had, so she could know good people from evil. 10.
Be quiet, he said. I'm reading.
Her father once again addressed himself to the thick theology book with its elegant hardcover and advanced biblical theorem. The little girl nodded agreement and went back to playing, this time keeping her voice down. Suddenly, a strong hand grabbed her from behind. He clenched her arm tightly, shook her violently, and began to beat her. She cried out that she was sorry. She promised to be quiet. She screamed for help. He would not stop hitting. In an instant, her father had gone from studying apologetics to beating.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?